Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And if you do have questions today, I was just listening to the intro, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. This is a live show, but I do check those emails throughout the show as well, on breaks in particular, so let me know what you got on your mind. And if I had to give today's show a title or a theme, it would be this: expectations, reality, and the bell curve. Expectations, reality, and the bell curve. We're going to explore that concept and how you can use the bell curve. We'll talk about what that is if you don't know what that is. We'll talk about how you can use the bell curve to improve your real estate investing experience and how to skew that curve actually to your advantage, right? I'll tell you this, it is a little bit of a mindset show. Right now, if you're like a lot of the people that I know that are wanting to start investing, right, your expectations of real estate investing, unfortunately, they're far from reality. Now, don't get me wrong, the return side of things, the money you can make, is phenomenal. That is definitely exceptional. Compared to other investment opportunities out there, that is great. But typically, your expectations around the ongoing business, you know, the typical tenants, taxes, and toilets, right? That's where your expectations tend to be a little more founded on fear or misinformation or maybe just an outright lack of information. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. That's normal when people are getting started with anything new, right? You just don't have all the information. So what I want to do today is use the notion of the bell curve, or a, you know, alternatively known as just normal distribution in statistics, right, to help you reframe your thinking. Again, this is a mindset thing. Again, you've heard the acronym FEAR, right? False expectations appearing real. You have those expectations. They're driving fear, and we need to get away from that. This is just another tool that can help you do that. And this is, it's something I do. I think about, you know, as I'm pondering a new activity, a new task, a new investment, something like that. If I catch myself drifting out into what we'll call the tails, and we'll talk about that, I try to think about the bell curve and think a little more realistically. And this is a show topic, you know, because I do that, you know, actively. I've been thinking about it for a while now, getting some notes down, and I was finally inspired to go ahead and go live with this particular topic. Inspired by none other than my dentist, Dr. Lee. Okay, here's what happened. Last Friday, a couple days ago, well, this goes back several months, in fact, when I had my regular checkup, and they said, well, Andy, unfortunately, we did the x-rays. You got a cavity back there behind that old filling, that old silver filling. I think I got that when I was living in Germany. And you're going to have to get that treated. I pushed it out as long as I can. Good. I said, how long can I wait? 6 months. All right. So if you're like me, there's one word that instills fear in you. Everyone has something that makes them a little nervous. For me, you say dentist, I start, you know, that's me getting a little nervous, right? So I finally went Friday to have that cavity addressed, pulled out the old filling, all that good stuff. And the day before, you know, I was getting a little anxious, feeling the nerves. And then here's what it looks like the day of, you know, greet the helper, you know, get into the chair, the dental hygienist, whoever it is, and lay back. Got my fingers laced on my belly, just white knuckles, right? Legs are crossed and pushing down in the chair pretty much throughout the whole session. That's how it goes. Elvis, unfortunately, playing Love Me Tender in the background. I happened to notice that. And I'm staring up at a crack in the sheetrock pretty much the whole time in the ceiling. That's what I do now as an investor, right? I see these things. But meanwhile, right, wrenches, pliers, drills, all kinds of sharp things going into my mouth, water and strange odors with the drill coming out, you know, loud noises. Sounds bad, right? I went into this expecting the worst, but it wasn't bad at all, you know? In fact, I was laying in there in the chair thinking about this very show. Because that's when I realized this 100% relates to my concept around expectations, reality, and that bell curve. My expectations going into this appointment were pain, misery, right? Torture. But the reality was anything but that. The doctor did a wonderful job, Dr. Lee. I felt nothing, you know? And aside from the discomfort of my jaw being opened wide for, I don't even know how long, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? It wasn't terribly long. It was nothing like what my imagination feared. So in terms of the bell curve, we'll talk about that here coming up, I had what is probably a normal experience, right? Though my fear beforehand put me out in one of the tails. Okay, so let's talk about that. What is the bell curve? If you're not familiar with that, it is simply, it's used to describe the mathematical idea of normal distribution, right? Normal distribution, meaning if you measure 1,000 occurrences of something, they're going to follow this normal curve. The bulk of the occurrences are going to be squarely in the middle, right? The greatest number of those incidences are in the middle. And then you'll have some out a little bit farther away, you know, from the middle, fewer, less common, and a few that are even farther away. Maybe that's what was going on in my head with my tooth popping out and blood spurting everywhere. I don't know what was going on in the back of my mind there, but I was somewhere out in that tail. And the important thing to understand with that bell curve or that normal distribution, and it's called a bell curve because the highest incidence is in the middle. If you draw a line across those instances, you're going to have those tails, right, flaring out on either end, the peak in the middle, and it looks like a bell, just a good old classic, you know, ring, ring, ring bell. Okay, and a lot of things follow a normal distribution. You know, if you think about height, right, look around the U.S., the average height of men, it's going to be normally distributed, right, along a bell curve. I'm a little bit on the taller side. I know people that are a little bit on the shorter side, but most people fall squarely in the middle, right? Blood pressure, if you measure 1,000 people, you're going to get a bell curve in terms of the distribution. My blood pressure that day was extremely high, I guarantee you. Other things, you know, test taking, SAT scores, they tend to follow that bell curve, IQ scores, salaries, commonly. So that's the notion of the bell curve and my experience at the dentist. And we're going to now apply what I call bell curve thinking to real estate investing. So stay tuned. We'll be back. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the show, we're talking about expectations, reality, and the bell curve. And really using that bell curve to help you maybe better assess any situation, really. For me, it was, you know, in the future, it should be going to the dentist. That's where I really had the epiphany that, you know, I could have been using this all along, because if I think back to my prior experiences, they've never really been that bad. Root canal ranking high among the worst, of course, but and I've unfortunately had to go that route as well. But sitting at the dentist, I realized, you know, my terror, my fear in advance of this appointment was unfounded, right? I was thinking out in the tail end of that bell curve. And again, a bell curve just describes in statistics, right? Or it's a naturally occurring thing, really. It's just a distribution of occurrences, of events, right? Or some measurement, let's say. Normal meaning it clusters around the middle. That's where the propensity of those instances occur. And then you have certain deviations from that going out, and that flares the tail of your graph, if you were to draw a line. That's why it's bell-shaped. And a classic example is just American male height, right? Where we follow that bell curve distribution, or women as well, of course. Now, some distribution curves aren't normal, right? They can be skewed with one, you know, one tail may be longer than the other, or more misshapen up towards the top, right? It has a slightly different shape or totally different shape. It depends on the distribution curve that we're discussing, of course. And, you know, we may want one tail to be longer than the other. Think about life expectancy. If you look at that graph, right, it starts tapering upward, you know, death rates in the 50s, let's say, and it gets progressively higher. And the middle of that distribution for Americans is somewhere what, around mid-70s, 80s, depends on the gender you're looking at. So maybe that's when we want to skew, right? Income, we want to skew, right? So, you know, everything doesn't follow a precise bell curve. But for me, and I hope for you, it's helpful at times to frame my thinking with this. You know, even if what I'm considering maybe doesn't exactly, you know, have outcomes that follow that normal distribution or that bell curve, just simply taking the time to think about it, is my mental state putting me out in one of those extreme tails? What can I do to maybe pull it back to reality, right? What is the reality? Maybe do a little bit of digging, maybe talk to other real estate investors, for example, or become educated. That will help you better assess your thinking and where reality actually lies. Right. So let's talk about bell curve thinking. You know, here typically you tend to be focused on those tails, on those extremes. Why? Well, let's take a very current example, right? Our political and economic environment, right? What do you hear when you listen to the evening news? You know, any media, read the paper, go out to social media. Of course, it's even more polarized out there, right? Everything's out in the extremes. That's what the news does. They talk about events occurring in those tails. And that makes you become more focused on those extremes as well. That's what sells the news. But I'll tell you, most activity is somewhere in the middle if you really stop and think about it. Politicians, right? You hear about the ones that are in the tails, right? Those extremes on the left, those extremes on the right, those more radical ones, quote unquote. Those are the newsmakers. It makes great headlines. I understand that. That's what sells the newspaper or the subscription to the online service, whatever it is. That's what keeps the news going, right? Those are the things that they know is going to catch your attention and keep your eyes glued to that screen. Same with social media. But most, if you think about it, think about the politicians in your area. Most are somewhere in the middle, aren't they? Somewhere in the middle, middle left, middle right. Now, I'm not telling you to ignore what's going on politically. You need to pay attention, right? Be aware, stay informed, stay active. Let them know what you're thinking. Let them know what you think about this potential extension of some moratorium or other, eviction, foreclosure, whatever is being discussed now. But be aware that what you're hearing typically is in those extremes. And I would tell you as well, go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and I want you to find a show that Del Walmsley did as part of the Del Walmsley Radio Show. He does that during the week, Monday through Friday at 11 in the morning Central Time. But on January 7th, you can find that show is titled, Is Real Estate a Good Investment Right Now? Exceptional show that addresses this very thing. And he talks about a pendulum, right? A pendulum that occasionally will swing really far to the right, politically we're talking here. Then it goes too far. And then it swings back to the left, right? That's what we're seeing right now. And then it goes too far. 2 years later, midterms, House turns over, who knows, right? And then it goes back again. But guess what? Every time it swings right back through the middle, doesn't it? It's going to pass through the middle. Even if things get a little crazy, thinking forward to Inauguration Day coming up, right? Even if things get a little crazy in the next week or so, those occurrences are going to be one-time things that I'm going to tell you now are going to be out in the tails. We're going to see it settle down, and things are going to drift back into the middle. Okay, and that's good for you, that's good for me, that's good for us as real estate investors. So with that bell curve thinking, what I want to do is recognize when I'm focusing on those extreme ends of the bell curve and start looking towards the middle. Find out where that is. Remember, expectations and reality are often very, very different. And that bell curve is going to set where you are thinking right now, expectations out in the end, bring it back to the middle. Stop thinking about those extreme events that occur with lesser frequency and start focusing on the middle. Now, again, be aware of those. We're going to talk a little bit about mitigating those tail events that are less likely to occur. Can they occur? Yes, they can. Can you do something to prevent that or remediate that or mitigate that? Yes, you absolutely can. The likely events are going to be those more mundane things, right? Just generally in life. You know, if you're thinking about an outcome, use that bell curve, right? Is the outcome you're considering really out in one of those tails? Try to bring it back to reality, right? In terms of a truly average outcome rather than that outlier. Now, again, I want to go back to what I said in the first segment. When it comes to the income side of the real estate equation, it is out there in the tail. It is exceptional, right? You make a ton of money. You could do great five ways, right? So don't misjudge what I'm saying here. I'm talking more about the things that hold the average person back when they're thinking about getting started. And it's that fear. It's those mental hurdles that build up. And those typically really lie out in the tails. Less occurrence, less frequency, right? Outlier risks like that can be mitigated. Let me give you an example. So maybe you're sitting there, you're thinking about investing in a single family house, fixing it up like we talk about on the show, and moving in a family, getting a good resident. But you're worried. You know somebody that had a fire in their house, maybe at their personal house, maybe in a rental, right? You're worried that a tenant's going to burn down your house. But that is an outlier. It just is not a common occurrence. Can it happen? Yes, it can. So now we've identified that risk, that outlier that is perhaps holding us back. And now we can do things to mitigate that. Proper fire and dwelling insurance. If it happens, I'm covered. It's okay, right? Rehab right. Make sure all the electrical plates, plugs, switches are functional. Replace them. We always do. Update the electrical panel, right? Make sure it's the right size for modern day living. Rehab right, right? Pull out that gas stove. Put in electric. Run the electrical to support that range, right? Manage your property right. No smoking. Disallow use of that fireplace if it makes you nervous. Make sure all the trees are cleared from any inbound overhead electric service lines on an older house, right? And check your property regularly.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're working a little bit on that mindset with the notion of expectations, reality, and a normal distribution, the bell curve, helping you reframe your thinking if you're stuck out in one of those tail ends of the bell curve where the extreme events, the rare, the infrequent things occur, right? A lot of people that are new to real estate investing, their thinking's out there in the tail end of that bell curve where all those infrequent events, those horror stories, right? Those worst case scenarios are that maybe your uncle who tried investing a decade or two ago had nothing but bad news for you, right? And now you're informed based on his experience, which is out there in that tail. That is not the normal experience, is what I'm telling you. It's somewhere in the middle, right? Expectations and reality, they're often somewhere far apart, really. And thinking about it in terms of a bell curve, for me anyhow, sometimes helps me reset my mindset. Now, if you want to learn more about real estate investing in general to help you make sure you have the right mindset, to help you understand you know the benefits, right? Above all, I want you to check out our free workshop. We have those going on, a number of those coming up for the balance of January. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's the website where you can register, where you can read about the workshop itself, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Or give us a call at 866-945-6565. You can speak with one of the member services staff there, 866-945-6565. And they're investors just like I am as well. So they can tell you a little bit more about that free workshop. Those are going on both over the noon hour, right? Great for lunchtime, lunch breaks, and in the evening. So check that out again, freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's how I got started years ago after hearing this program for far too long. Far too long. Took me a while to reshape that mindset back then. So get moving on that. Now, if you have any questions for me today, the number in the studio, it's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. If you missed any of the earlier part of the show, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio tab to find our podcast. These are archived out there. And again, we're just addressing the notion of, you know, kind of a statistical concept. I'm no statistician. I did take statistics as part of my studies way back when. And I just like the notion of the bell curve, because I do find myself sometimes sitting out in that tail, and I have to bring myself back. Right. And the example I just gave you, and that can help you identify risk, which is important as well. And the example I gave ahead of the break, you know, some people are scared that if I buy a house, that tenants, they're going to burn down the house. Well, first of all, number one, that is one of those uncommon occurrences that is out there in the tail. Now, don't stick your head in the sand. Don't assume it's not going to happen, but you can take steps to mitigate that kind of risk, right? Like we said, proper fire and dwelling insurance. Now, that doesn't mitigate the risk. That addresses it if it happens, but you'll be made whole, right? A good fire and dwelling policy is going to pay you rent during the vacancy, let's call it, while you are rebuilding or correcting whatever the occurrence was. That makes you whole. But in terms of mitigation, right, make sure you're doing what we talk about on this very show. We put on the market the best product at the best price, right? That's our motto, best product, best price. And to get to that best product, we're renovating correctly, right? Rehab right. Like I said, address all that electrical stuff. Make sure it's in good order. You know, I always replace all the plates, plugs, and switches. I want them new so I don't have issues. If it's got a gas stove, well, maybe that's a cause of potential problems. We'll pull that out, run the electrical for the higher voltage for the electric range, and put that in, right? Disallow smoking, right? I think it's even standard in the TAR lease. Well, maybe there's a box you check that you do allow it or you don't. Just don't allow it, right? Vet that up front. Disallow use of that fireplace if you're worried about that. And like I said, be sure to go out there and check on your property. Make sure it's being well kept by those residents. It's simple mitigation. Very, very small things that you can do. And then you're going to rest at ease, and you're going to reside squarely in the middle of that bell curve, right? Expectations, reality, and that bell curve, right? I want you to use that to overcome fear. This was a classic example, fire. For real estate in general, I'm telling you, as somebody that's not taking that first step, you tend to think in terms of those tails, like with that fire example, but the reality in most cases is somewhere in the middle in terms of ongoing management, those tenant taxes and toilets that you think are going to get you, okay? Reality in most instances is not out in those tails. But let's work through a few more common examples in real estate, and hopefully this conversation today will help you dispel, right, some of those myths and help you pull that thinking, right, back into the middle. So again, thinking tenants, taxes, and toilets, right? Tenants, that's the classic place. You hear the horror stories. Your uncle, right, was relating that story to you over dinner, pushing your thinking out into that tail end, that extreme tail, right? You're listening to the news. You're hearing how unemployment is dire and no one's paying rent and all this doom and gloom. I don't have the precise statistic now, but at its peak, it was, 14-15% unemployment. That means the inverse was true. 85% of people were still working. Flip that on its head. Pull your thinking out of that extreme tail and back to the middle. That's a lot of people still working. You know, I caught another good show that Dell had earlier this week on the 12th of January. Go check that out. It was with John B. He's a apartment investor in the Houston area. And he's been investing for a long time. Very young man, got started very early in life and has had tremendous success. And he's now the head of the Houston Apartment Association. I'm up in the Dallas area. We've got our own apartment association up here, but he's now the lead of the Houston Apartment Association. And he said on that very show, you know, it's just not as bad. They're not seeing it the way that the media is portraying it. People are paying. There are exceptions. Sure. I think here, if you think in terms of that bell curve, there will be those outliers, right? People that maybe do want to take advantage of the situation because they understand the opportunity, let's call it. But for the most part, they're seeing their rents come in. Occasionally, they're there to step in and help assist their residents by directing them, saying, hey, here's this program. I'll tell you about a program here in just a minute that Texas has on the books that you can take advantage of as a rental owner to help your residents pay the rent, right? So, but the commonality is that, or the common situation is that's just not an issue, right? So again, you think, of course, in terms of tenants, taxes, and toilets, and yes, that is a bell curve. There are those instances out there in the tail. There will be bad tenants, but if you do the business right, those bad guys, they stay out there in the tail while your experience is in the middle of that bell curve. You just keep marching right down the middle by operating right. Tenants, taxes, toilets, sure, there will be some maintenance. But again, if you do this business right, it is not going to be those toilet clogged calls at midnight. Because again, like I said earlier, our motto is best product, best price. We're taking care of those potential future maintenance items up front during the renovations when the house is vacant. It's cheaper that way, and it's easier that way, and it allows us to run for a number of years with few to no issues. So here again, just remember, expectations and reality are often far apart. Your expectations are on the tail end of that bell curve in terms of doom and gloom. Reality is somewhere in the middle, right? Those horror stories that your uncle told you, they're driving those expectations, but the reality is if you operate a good business, if you hear the message we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to land somewhere in the middle of that bell curve in terms of good experience. Okay. That's one example. Just generally the notion of tenants. And let's actually stick with that. And let's talk a little bit about the leasing process, right? Because at this time of year, you know, people are thinking, ah, man, I don't know. I won't be able to lease the house. And when I do, again, I'm going to get those bad actors in there. Again, those bad actors are out in the tail. You want to mitigate that. And that's how we mitigate now, by using a very, very thorough leasing process, right? We identify those tail occurrences. We know they're there, and we mitigate. And in this case, when it comes to finding that new resident for our property, it's that thorough leasing process. You know, I had a guest last week, Mark and Julie, and they put it very well, very succinctly. It is far cheaper to wait for the right resident than to remove the wrong one. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we are addressing the notion of your expectations and reality as it applies to real estate investing in particular. I like to use the bell curve in my thinking to kind of help me recognize when my thought process is putting my expectations for the outcome of some given event out in one of those extreme tails. Just like when I went to the dentist. Prior to going in, my heart was palpitating. I was sweating, you know, I get nervous. I hate going to the dentist. What can I tell you? My expectations for that cavity event, whatever repair, were out in the tail, but it was somewhere in the middle. It was great. You know, I was laying there listening to the music, pondering the sheetrock crack on the ceiling, having no issues at all, aside from, you know, the usual mild discomfort. So if I had gone into that thinking, Andy, your brain is putting this event somewhere way out, I mean, way out in the tail, I might have been able to pull that forward and slept a little better perhaps the night before, right? So, yeah, I love the dentist. What can I tell you? Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of those expectations you have just by way of example, and I want to help you maybe pull some of those thoughts into the middle. Now, I did get a question over the break per email. This came in, it looks like, from Jayco. He's asking, what is the advantage? And I want to address this. What is the advantage of using hard money? That's a type of financing. If you're not familiar with that, well, let me get to that. But what's the advantage of using hard money financing if the property qualifies for conventional financing, meaning going straight for that Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac backed loan, right? Typically, when you buy your house, you're using conventional financing, putting down some down payment. And hard money, if you're not familiar with that, it's a type of asset-backed financing. It's not qualified on my income or anything like that. It's based on the property and expectations, to use that word again, of the repair, the value of that property after I've fixed it up. So to your question, it depends on the spread, right? It really depends on the spread between what you're paying to purchase that property, how much down you need to put, right, with your lender, and the actual value, right? If you're paying retail, there's no spread there, is there? Now, by way of example, we bought a house back in 2017 that 100% could have gone conventional. We did very little to that house. You know, we did some minor fixes. It's a newer build. And had we gone straight conventional, I would have had to put some percentage down. And we had about $6,000 in repairs that we did. My total out of pocket would have been somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000, in large part due to that down payment. Now, I went hard money. My out of pocket was half that. It was half that amount. Even though one disadvantage people think about is the fact, well, you're closing once on hard money, and then you're closing again when you refinance out of that hard money. That's just part of the process. So you got two closes. Well, that's added cost. Yes, it is. But the spread was great enough. And the minor changes that we did were enough to push the value up a little bit higher to where we had much, much less out of pocket. So you really have to analyze both when you're going into a deal. Look at what's the outcome if I buy with hard money, with my double close and my brief period of higher interest rate, right? And what's the outcome if I buy the straight conventional, putting my money down? A lot's going to come down to the level of renovations and the level of down payment that you have to make. So sometimes it's better to go straight conventional. Sometimes it's better, right? You'll be less out of pocket, especially if you're just getting started, you're putting 15% down. I can't do that now. Typically my down payment is higher, so it's just prohibitive. So each situation is unique. So getting back to the notion of that bell curve, I do want to talk a little bit more around the whole notion of leasing and tenants and finding those good tenants, because again, a lot of people get hung up on the tenants, the bad tenants, right? We call them residents, by the way, because we view them differently in a more positive light. You know, they are our clients in essence. And as I mentioned in the prior segment, you know, I had a guest on last week, and then Mark and Julie, they put it very well. You know, it's better to wait a little longer. You know, it's far cheaper to wait for the right resident than to remove the wrong one. Well, how do you find the right one? Well, first of all, be patient and follow a very, very strong screening process, and you're going to find the best people. And if you're doing what we say, following our model, best product, best price, you're putting the best product on the market, you've fixed it up, you've made it shine, you're going to have your pick of applicants, right? You're going to have the best people. So a lot of people also now are hung up on the eviction moratorium, right? CDC moratorium is slated to end at the end of this month. Now, that may change as the incoming President Biden pushes through another CARES package. There may be new language in there. We don't know, right? He wants to extend that. But I'm going to tell you now, if you have followed that model, you've gotten good people in there. Good people want to preserve their credit. They're going to get hit at some point if they start messing around. Good people want to pay their bills. And like I said, a good show on January 12th with Del Walmsley hosted John, the inbound head of the Houston Apartment Association. They're just not seeing a ton of these instances. Eviction is a last, you know, it's a last case scenario. It's a last step that you take, right? And with a good vetting, with a good product, you're going to have good people. You know, even if they suffer a setback as a result of the pandemic in terms of job or income or whatever, they're going to find a way to stay in the place that they love, you know. And of course, you as a good operator, you're going to be ready to help with any resources that you can. For example, be aware, just pay attention. What's going on in your market in terms of job openings? Can you help direct them? Know what they do, right? So you can help them. And of course, help with any forms. A lot of people are not comfortable filling out simple forms. As somebody that uses a Texas Association of Realtor application, anytime I have a vacancy, I can tell you 9 times out of 10, they're not fully completed. People have difficulty filling out forms. Maybe help them. And then I want to give you a note. I mentioned this in the prior segment. I got just yesterday, in fact, I checked my box and had a magazine. This is a magazine from the Texas Apartment Association. Now, I'm in Dallas, and I am a single-family investor, but I'm also a member of the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas. If you're in Tarrant County, I'm in the east side of the airport. If you're in Tarrant County, there's the Apartment Association of Tarrant County. If you're down in Houston, you can join John and go to the Houston Apartment Association, even if you're just a single-family landlord like I am. There are benefits. Your annual membership helps go to that political action committee. I mean, it's good stuff. But I get a lot of information. I attend a lot of webinars as a part of that membership. And here I get a magazine, Texas Apartments, okay? And I was just perusing this yesterday. Talked a little bit about the CDC moratorium, a couple other things. But it talked about something called eviction diversion. I was like, okay, what's that, eviction diversion? So as part of the original CARES Act, all the states, including the state of Texas, you know, received some funds. And our governor, back in September, he allocated, it says, over $171 million as part of that CARES Act to rental assistance, essentially. And it's kind of percolating through the system. They did a few pilot markets, and they've now rolled this out to all markets. And the program's called the Texas Eviction Diversion Program. It's voluntary, right? You, the property owner, and your resident have to agree to participate, but as part of that, there are funds available, right? So this is just an example of one program. There are many out there. There are many out there. You know, just driving down the road the other day, I heard some information about the Dallas County program, right, and the funds they still have available. So be aware of these type of programs, right, and help your resident be aware as well, and help them get if you need to, is the bottom message here. And they're continuing to work to encourage the utilization of that full $171 million by way of maybe direct assistance to the owners, right? So who knows? We'll see where that goes. But my bigger picture concept here is that when you're sitting down to think about becoming that rental property investor, whether it's single family or multifamily, and you're getting hung up on the tenants, understand that those bad guys, they're out there in the tail. And you mitigate that risk by being a good operator. Okay. So continuing with this notion of bell curve thinking, I want to skew the curve ultimately in my favor, right? Again, you tend to think in terms of the tails and worst case scenarios. Reality is somewhere in the middle. Well, maybe we don't have to stick to that pure bell curve, that normal curve at Lifestyles Unlimited. What we want to do is help you skew the curve in your favor. We don't want you to act like that average investor that's in the middle, right? We don't want you to put an average product out on the market. You could become a better investor and skew that curve in your favor. And you do that largely by becoming educated. You know, again, going back to my guests from last week, they were operators on their own prior to joining Lifestyles for a good good decade or so. And they said, you know, you don't know what you don't know. They learned a lot of stuff through the School of Hard Knocks, eventually joined Lifestyles a little over a year ago. And that education has just taken off, right? So we want to skew that curve for you. Now, what I want you to do is go out to the website freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's a free workshop. Just learn a little bit more about how we do that, right? We'll get into some of the other information around the five ways we make money, which is the phenomenal part of real estate, where we see the income coming in. But you'll learn a little bit more about that, some case studies around how the numbers work, right? To Jayco question asking about hard money and conventional financing, there will be some case studies around single family investing as well as multifamily, right? And we'll talk about the principles that we use to operate our business, which goes back to skewing that curve in our favor by being good operators, by being educated operators, right? By understanding what we're doing and operating well, by being connected with things like the Texas Apartment Association so that I understand these programs that are available and can help my residents, right? Again, that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Remember, expectations and reality, they're far apart sometimes. Start to think in that bell curve and pull yourself back into the middle, and then let us help you skew that curve in your favor as a real estate investor. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. I thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the math? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.